If the U.S. launches some kind of military action against the Syrian government, what are some of the possible consequences in the region and beyond? Joshua Faust is a former intelligence analyst with the Defense Intelligence Agency and joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's take this in stages. What happens the morning after U.S. military action? How do you see the Syrian government responding?
I think a lot of that is going to depend on what gets struck. We've heard from different U.S. officials different ideas of what they wanted to strike first, ranging from chemical weapons facilities in and around Damascus to military targets to even what's called C2 or command and control targets, which is how the Assad regime actually issues commands to the Syrian military. This past week, on Thursday, there were reports coming out of Syria that the government was moving civilians into sensitive targets to try to generate some kind of either human shield effect or to, in other ways, increase the costs, the civilian costs of any kind of strike. So when that happens, it's almost a guarantee that the Assad regime is going to be condemning this in the media, and everyone's going to be more or less holding their breath to see what Russia and Iran do as the day goes on.
Does Iran send missiles into Israel?
We don't know yet. Iran has certainly threatened that. They threatened on, I believe, Wednesday that if there are strikes into Syria, then they will, quote unquote, destroy Israel. They've made similar threats before and never carried them out. I think it's likely there'll be some sort of reprisal action. But what actually worries me more is whether or not Iranian troops get struck. There have been a lot of reports coming out of the country, including from analysts who've traveled there very recently, that Iranian troops are setting up shop in certain chemical weapons facilities, in particular around Damascus, which is where most of the Farsi-speaking advisors have concentrated. If Iranian troops get hit in a first strike by the United States, I think that's going to turn things very ugly very quickly. And that's a situation where I think the response out of Tehran could become very unpredictable.
Turkey, Jordan.
Turkey has been an interesting case in Syria. They've become much more aggressive toward the regime over the last several, well, years, actually. There's a light possibility that they might try to move in from the border several miles or several dozen kilometers to try to establish some sort of buffer, because all of the Syrian refugee camps on the Turkish side of the border have become increasingly violent and have taken increasing fire from Syria. As for Jordan, I think they're probably going to stay relatively quiet. They have so far. They've served more as a refugee camp and a logistics corridor than anything else, and it's probably likely they'll continue doing that.
What about Saudi Arabia?
From the people I've spoken to, both in the region and who have recently returned from the region, they blame the Saudis for funding a lot of those jihadist groups. One actually said to me, they're really freaking scary. They are incredibly scary people that they're funding, to the point to where some Western observers who travel in Syria can no longer go to places that are controlled by these groups.
Let me reverse our focus. What would the consequences be of doing nothing?
The consequences of doing nothing are just that the status quo remains the same, which would mean you have an increasing degradation of Syrian regime control over their own militias. There are growing reports, in particular out of Aleppo, that most of the fighting being done now is no longer by the Syrian army itself, but rather with these semi-independent pro-government militias. From the opposition side, I think we will also see the continued dominance of al-Qaeda-affiliated or jihadist-linked groups. They've been displacing, in a lot of rebel-controlled areas in the north, control away from the more moderate or slightly more secular opposition groups. And without any action, that's almost certain to continue.
Joshua Faust is a former intelligence analyst with the Defense Intelligence Agency. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.